or remember someone who hurt you or a loved one, and how did that make you feel? Or what do you want to say against violence or for peace? Or how can we live in peace? And I remember well how people sat at that table and they reflected. It was like they were taking a test to graduate from high school or something. They were so focused on your words. And your words were powerful and raw as they named the violence that they had experienced and their prayers of hope for Baton Rouge. During the next 6 weeks, people could send in through email, through online, or mail to us their thoughts. The children from Episcopal sent their artwork and a pile of comments as well. Heart-wrenching comments from these children who have already had their lives touched by violence and their hope for peace as well. I remember well when after we sent them to the composer, I had a chance to talk to him. And he said when he read through them, he wept for 2 days. And I remember well how a choir member came to me and said, I have been praying these words as I walk, as I clean. I have been praying these words and my life is being transformed. That you could take these words and you might carefully ponder them, that through the words and through the music, we might find healing, we might find hope, we might find inspiration to wage peace in our community, and that we might remember well.